Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. Donald Trump is making a lot of people very angry. Why? Because they are now saying he's unhinged because he's vowing revenge for prosecutorial harassment. In 2024, he says it will be our turn to clean house of the corrupt individuals at the DOJ and the FBI if he wins. Now, I actually think that's not like a bad thing. And to me, that's a great thing. But of course, the media freaking out right now, saying that he is unhinged, the same way they said he was unhinged in 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22, and 2023. Yet, former President Donald Trump spelling out his plan on Thursday for revenge over the targeted harassment towards him at the hands of President Joe Biden's Department of Justice, warning that, look, in 2024, it's going to be our turn to clean house. He said this, look, it's not my fault that my political opponent in the Democratic Party, crooked Joe Biden, has told his attorney general to charge the leading by far Republican nominee and former president of the United States of America, me, with as many crimes as he can concoct to force this large spend of time and money that I'm going to have to do to basically defend myself. This is what he said prior to his arraignment in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. Now, Trump asserted the Democrats would not be targeting him with this unprecedented weaponization of the Justice Department if they wanted to run against him, as some have claimed. Now, look, there's many saying, look, this is great. Democrats want Donald Trump. They want to make sure he wins the nomination. They think every time that they indict him, it secures him, and then they won't have to deal with someone like Ron DeSantis or any other candidate. Is there some truth to that? Yeah, I do think that Donald Trump is by and large the front runner now because many conservatives have rallied behind him saying, guess what? We're not going to let you get away with this. And there are many Democrats that do believe that Donald Trump is the easiest candidate to beat because he is so polarizing. He then goes on to say this, but soon in 2024, it will be our turn, Trump warned, suggesting retribution in the future. Then he wrote, MAGA. Now, of course, people are going to hate that in the middle of America, right? Those that are not pro-Trump. But I think the point he's making here is spot on, and this is why he's leading. President Biden has long wanted his DOJ to target Trump. We know that. We know that the Biden's DOJ was told to go after him for everything that transpired on January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol. In fact, an April 2022 piece in the New York Times detailed these desires, demonstrating how Biden hoped the Attorney General Garland would, quote, be more aggressive in targeting Trump over January the 6th. The Times reported that Biden had confided in his inner circle that he believed former President Donald J. Trump was a threat to democracy and should be prosecuted, according to two people familiar with his comments. That was, again, in the New York Times. They also had this, quote, and while the president has never communicated his frustrations directly to Mr. Garland, he has said privately that he wanted Mr. Garland to act less like a ponderous judge and more like a prosecutor who is willing to take decisive action over the events of January the 6th. That also was in the New York Times report. Now, Donald Trump's latest indictment, in which he faces four counts, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, they say, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights, conveniently came the day after Hunter Biden's former business partner, Devin Archer, implicated directly the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, in the influence peddling schemes of the 80-year-old's younger son, Hunter Biden, as well as other family members. Trump's campaign staffers handed a flyer to reporters in the motorcade en route to the courthouse on Thursday, which made the same point, noting that the latest indictment came a single day after the House heard testimony that Biden lied about his business calls with Hunter. It also showed similar parallels with past indictments, which kicked off in April. In fact, I had this on our show yesterday, and if you missed it, go back. Now, the Trump campaign clearly understood exactly what we did, that the timing here was egregious. Now, Trump's campaign staffers handed out a flashy, when Biden corruption is exposed on the headline, it said below that the government targets Trump. They looked at the criminals, right? The Biden crime family and the president. And they went through the entire list in April of 2023. The House Judiciary. Here's testimony of Joe Biden's mishandling of classified documents. What happens the next day? An activist prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, indicts Donald Trump in New York. Fast forward to June 2023. FBI releases documents alleging $10 million bribe from Burisma. What happens the next day? Activist prosecutor Jack Smith indicts Donald Trump in Florida. Fast forward to July. Hunter Biden rejects plea deal after DOJ blanket immunity offer revealed. What happens? Activist prosecutor Jack Smith adds more charges to Trump in Florida. Biden and his family steal millions and millions of dollars, Trump went on to say, including bribes from foreign countries. And I'm headed to D.C. to be arrested for protesting a crooked election, is what Trump said on Truth Social prior to the arraignment. Unfair venue, unfair judge. We are a nation in decline, is what he said after that. He's absolutely right. Now, if you look at the timeline of what has happened and transpired, they just keep charging Donald Trump with more crimes solely based on when Joe Biden and the Biden crime family are now being exposed. It's every time now. They're not even trying to hide it, the Biden DOJ. They're not trying to hide their bias. They're not trying to hide what they're doing. It's very clear. Now, Donald Trump has pled not guilty to charges relating to January the 6th probe. Why? Because he clearly says, I didn't commit these crimes. He pled not guilty on the charges, alleging that he attempted to overturn the 2020 election results. And he said, hey, no way. I'll show up exactly like I have before. I did not have a conspiracy to defraud the United States of America, conspiracy against rights, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. That's what they charged him with. What's also very interesting, if you look at these charges, okay, let's go back to Russia, Russia, Russia. They said that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the election. He said he was compromised by the Russians. The Steele dossier said that he was getting money from this Russian bank and that everything was shady with Russia and they had him, and all of that they knew was a lie. Hillary Clinton had to pay fines to the FEC for miscalculating or mischaracterizing, I should say, the funds that were used to create this dossier out of thin air, the Steele dossier. The DNC had to pay fines to the FEC for the same thing, for mischaracterizing what they were paying for, which was clearly political propaganda. Now, the FBI knew that that piece of information, that document, the dossier was a lie. They even categorized it as user-generated. They even offered Christopher Steele $1 million if he could corroborate anything that was in the Steele dossier, which he couldn't do. So if you think about who actually was trying to overthrow an election, it was the Democratic Party. Hell, they impeached Donald Trump for something they knew they created out of thin air. The media knew the Steele dossier was crap. And yet they all conspired to overthrow the will of the people because they couldn't stand the fact that the people chose Donald Trump. You look at these charges, conspiracy to defraud the United States of America. How many different members of the media could you charge with that crime if we're going down this road for willingly telling a lie about Donald Trump and the Steele dossier? How many people could be charged the FBI for that? How many people could be charged in the Hillary Clinton campaign, including Hillary Clinton herself, for that? How many people could be charged at the FBI for allowing a president to be impeached for information they knew was a lie? Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You also have to look at the bias with this indictment. And it's not just what the media has done. It's not just the double standard here. It's not just the absurdity of the actual indictment, but it's also the venue. Notice where these charges are coming from. It's in places that are most likely to hate Donald Trump, where Donald Trump loses in the polls and in the last election. If you look at where they're going, it's like New York City, okay? Not a great place for Donald Trump, right? Because it's a very liberal place. Washington, D.C., all right? Extremely liberal city. Even Bill Barr, by the way, who said, didn't he say last week, I think I would jump off a bridge. I'm pretty sure he said that. If I'll jump off a bridge if Donald Trump's reelected, something like this. His former attorney general, he doesn't like him anymore. Even Bill Barr said D.C. may not be a fair jurisdiction for Donald Trump. Listen to this.
Well, let me ask you this. Can Mr. Trump get a fair trial in Washington, D.C.? Because his legal team is asking for a change of venue, or at least they say they're going to ask for a change of venue because they say that D.C. isn't politically favorable.
To be honest, I feel strongly that the most important thing in any of these, whether you like the defendant, whether you're rooting for him or not, is fairness to the individual. And to be honest, I think that, this may not be a fair jurisdiction for him, given the heat of political sentiment these days. So I think that motion is worthy of consideration.
Are there any charges?
I would just point out that the other case, I thought the Justice Department sought venue in Florida rather than D.C., and then it was moved to an even more favorable jurisdiction, Fort Pierce. So, that favors the President Trump. I think it would be good to consider that here.
By the way, I mean, this is Bill Barr saying, I don't think, I feel strongly that the most boring thing is fairness to the individual. I think this may not be a fair jurisdiction for him given the heat of the political sentiment these days. He said, I think this motion is worthy of consideration to change it. Right? He said, the Justice Department sought to, the venue in Florida rather than Washington. It was moved to an even more favorable jurisdiction that favors Trump. Right? So he's saying, I would just point out that in the other case, they've done this because he understands that, like, when you bring these charges here, you're cooking the books against an individual. Clearly, you're cooking the books. And that's part of the problem here. I also think there's another great point that was made today by Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was on with Larry Kudlow, and she said this latest Trump indictment actually shows that the Biden presidency is clearly unraveling, and so they're having to go to Banana Republic-style politics to save themselves because they can't save themselves with the narrative just showing all the corrupt and shady stuff they've been doing. Listen to her point earlier today.
The whole reason why Biden has to arrest his top political opponent is not because President Trump is guilty of any crimes. It's because Biden can't beat Trump. And the American people want him back in there. And the Department of Justice has been covering up Biden crimes. And I've looked at them myself. I serve on the Oversight Committee. We have so much proof. The evidence is mounting. I cannot wait to get back to Washington, D.C. I wish we were working on it right now because we have serious work to do and an impeachment inquiry needs to happen.
I mean, Marjorie, I think this, the Devin Archer stuff, which is now more and more is rolling out. We didn't know all that was in the transcript. And he's also giving interviews and letters are appearing. The Devin Archer stuff is absolutely devastating. He is single-handedly breaking Joe Biden's whole story, Joe Biden's whole defense. I'm calling it the malarkey defense, okay? So this guy Archer, who's, I don't know what his name is, Marjorie, but he's taking Biden down. The whole thing's unraveling. And I guess my question is the whole Biden presidency unraveling?
Well, it's unraveling before the American people. The American people are convinced, Larry, but as usual, Washington, which is disconnected from the American people, is the last group of people to get the message. But they don't care about the American people. They put Americans last to the point where regular people that live in my district feel like forgotten Americans because Washington doesn't care about them. But here's what's really happening. We have Devin Archer came in and told our committee that he heard Hunter Biden get Joe Biden on the phone and meetings with his business partners over 20 times. And what did Devin Archer say? the business the Bidens were in. They're in the business of influence peddling. We have a 1023 form with a $5 billion bribe to Joe Biden, and he delivered the goods. He got Viktor Shokin fired to make the Burisma problems go away. He did his job, and Hunter Biden did the dirty work of making all the relations. Look at what Devin Archer did. He came in, even though he's going to jail on totally unrelated charges. But you know what? If you've committed crimes and you've done this type of deals with the Bidens, the truth will set you free. And I hope that happens for him, because we need more brave whistleblowers. We need more brave people to come in and keep telling us. And I have to tell you, Larry, coming up in September, we are going to be seeing more people coming in, and I can't wait for it.
By the way, when that happens in September, the question now is, well, are they going to indict Donald Trump again in September to cover that up? There's also a point now where you have to just talk about, is this just the worst political election interference that we've ever seen? If you look at what has actually been said and what's happening, Trump's attorney and a spokesperson, Alina Haba, slammed Biden's DOJ indictment against Trump outside the courthouse, saying this is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for the presidency of the United States of America. This goes back to, I think, what, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying there, you know, and because of Joe Biden's letter to Devin Archer, we now know he lied about knowing about Hunter's business deal. So what do? You indict Donald Trump, and you keep indicting him, and no one's hiding it now. Joe Rogan today also said something that's very interesting. He said, Donald Trump indictments are the actions of a banana republic.
Yeah. And the people that love Trump, they feel like this is a witch hunt, and they feel like all the things he's getting indicted for did anyway. Not only does it not work, but it kind of hardens their position mm-hmm. that he's being targeted. And that these are like the actions of a banana republic. You take your political rival and you arrest him. And specifically, you charge him with things that you're guilty of. Like the documents, like the classified documents. Biden's guilty of the exact same issue.
You gotta respect a level of deceptiveness that's been used. I mean, look at what Hillary did, going and saying, hey, it's Russia, but it was really, you know, what she was doing, and now they're using a similar play as well.
Banana Republic, Joe Rogan is absolutely right. And that's why I think there's no way that Donald Trump at this point doesn't get the nomination. Now, again, Democrats believe that he's so polarizing that he won't be able to get out of his own way. And he's so polarizing that enough Americans hate him that they're going to vote against him than more they're going to vote for him. Right. They're saying he's not going to get 50 plus one. He's going to get 48, 47, but that's his ceiling. Now, I'm not sure I believe that, especially as more and more Americans are realizing two things. One, it's harder now to survive in this country than it was when Donald Trump was in office. Interest rates are really hurting people from being able to buy a home and home ownership. And interest rates in every piece of debt that people have are changing now. That's something you can't overlook. Also, I think inflation is very real. That's going to have at least, a 1-2% advantage for Donald Trump compared to where he was in 2016. Gas prices are still a lot higher than people want to be paying. So you add all those things up. Those are 1 or 2 points there that could change the election, in my opinion. And I think that's going to be really good for Donald Trump. But if they keep indicting him like they are every time they need to get rid or cover up bad news, that's also going to irritate Americans and think, do we really want to do this? I also think there's one other thing here. I don't think a lot of Americans that are sane and normal, I'm not talking about the partisan hacks on the psychos on the left that are just obsessed with Donald Trump going to jail. I don't think a lot of normal, sane Americans think it's a good idea to put any president in prison for the rest of their lives, especially for these kind of, no pun intended, trumped up BS charges.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative, Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone. Keep your phone number, too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. I want you to hear what Senator Ted Cruz had to say about this indictment of Donald Trump and what it means in Washington. Also, how this is going to play out. Take a listen to this.
Well, this week is a huge week in terms of developments for the rule of law, developments for Joe Biden, developments for Hunter Biden, and developments for Donald Trump. This week, obviously, Donald Trump was indicted yet again, a third time, by special counsel Jack Smith. It is an indictment that I believe is a political indictment. It is the latest manifestation of the politicization of the Department of Justice, where the Democrats, every time there are bad developments about Joe Biden, about Hunter Biden, they immediately turn around and try to overtake the news cycle with yet another attack on Donald Trump. And it is doing severe damage to the integrity of the Department of Justice. And listen, actually, yesterday, one of Trump's lawyers outside the courtroom expressed it really powerfully, the shameless timing of each of these indictments. Give a listen.
The fact that I am standing here for the third time in 5 months is not a coincidence. This is the Biden political lawfare that we have seen time and time again. It is a deflection from everything that they have done. And if you don't believe me, look at the facts. On March 17th, Hunter accidentally admits that it was his laptop from hell. The next day, DA Alvin Bragg indicts President Trump. June 8th, an FBI document is released showing that the Ukrainians paid the Biden crime family millions and millions of dollars. The next day, the Mar-a-Lago raid and the Mar-a-Lago indictment. Last week, Hunter Biden's sweetheart plea deal fell through when the judge realized it had blanket immunity. The following day, a superseding indictment against Donald Trump. July 31st, Devin Archer goes to testify in front of the House. That was only after they failed to put him in jail prior to the fact. What happens the next day? The January 6th indictment that we're here for today. This is not a coincidence. This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party.
You hear that, and this is, I'm so glad that the Trump team did this to remind people. We actually did this on the show, Senator, just a couple of days ago. They're not even trying to hide how biased they are. It's like, all right, you do something exposing the Biden crime family. We're going to put Donald Trump in prison for now, what is it, 576 years? I'm not exaggerating. It's actually like pretty close to the number. If he's found guilty on everything, they're not hiding it at all.
Yeah, but you got to understand, the objective is not to put Donald Trump in prison for a day. The objective, Joe Biden's political objective, Merrick Garland's political objective, number one, they want Trump to win the primary. And they have recognized that every time they indict him, his numbers go up in the Republican primary. But number two, the reason, one of the key reasons they want him to win the primary, is they want in September and October of next year, right before Election Day, they want ideally multiple criminal trials ongoing. They want Trump being prosecuted. They want all of the headlines to be about anything other than the disastrous Joe Biden record. They don't want to talk about the chaos at our southern border and 7 million illegal immigrants under Joe Biden. They don't want to talk about the train wreck that is Bidenomics, including seeing the U.S. credit rating downgraded after Biden and the Democrats engaged in trillions of dollars of a reckless spending spree. They don't want to talk about rising crime rates because of their assault on law enforcement and police across this country. They don't want to talk about the disaster of foreign policy, including the largest land war in Europe since World War II. They don't want to talk about the shameful surrender to the Taliban and withdraw in Afghanistan. They don't want to talk about how every enemy of America is stronger today and how Joe Biden has weakened and undermined our allies across the country. None of that do they want the conversation to be about. They want the conversation to be about today in the criminal trial against Donald Trump. Here's the horrible testimony we heard. They believe that's how they win. And that, we've talked a lot in this podcast about how the far left, what they accuse you of is what they're doing. That is an assault on democracy because they don't trust the voters. They don't want the voters to vote on Biden's record because if we vote on Biden's record, Biden loses. Instead, they want to use the Department of Justice to steal the election. And let's be clear, they're trying to steal it by dominating the headlines, by bringing the full force of the federal government to bring case after case after case. And listen, we talked about on Wednesday's podcast how the objective of this latest indictment isn't to send Trump to jail. It is rather to bring this case before a D.C. jury that is overwhelmingly Democrat, that overwhelmingly despises Donald Trump. They got lucky and they got one of the most left-wing, if not the most left-wing, federal district judge in D.C. who presumably is going to rule against Trump over and over and over again. There's a very real possibility they get a guilty verdict from a D.C. jury. And in their perfect world, they'd like that guilty verdict maybe about October 20th of next year would be the Democrat dream scenario. Now, they know full well if there is a guilty verdict, when that goes up on appeal and when it gets up to the Supreme Court, it is overwhelmingly likely to be thrown out. That this indictment is an indictment for challenging the results of an election, which you're entitled to do, which Democrats do after election after election after election. It's an indictment for engaging in free speech and Donald Trump standing up and expressing his views about voter fraud. It's an indictment saying it is criminal that he did not believe some of the advice he was given. You read the indictment and it's really laughable. It says, well, Trump knew his claims were false because so-and-so told them they were false. Now, mind you, he had other people telling him they were true. And according to the Biden Department of Justice, if you pick the wrong person to listen to, that is now suddenly a criminal offense. This is election interference. It is also ongoing news management. And so we talked about in Wednesday's pod how you and I sat down Tuesday afternoon to record Wednesday's pod, and the entire topic was going to be about Devin Archer, that it was major news breaking. And as we were sitting down, we were about to record it, we both got over our phones, Trump's notification, I'm going to be indicted at 5 p.m. today. And we're like, oh, never mind. And not only was it successful in clearing Devin Archer off of the 6 o'clock news on every station, which it probably would have done anyway, but it even cleared it off of this podcast, where we had to devote Wednesday's podcast to that indictment, which meant we didn't get to Devin Archer. So what we're going to do now, listen, there's going to be plenty of time and podcasts to come to analyze the legal issues in Trump indictment number one, Trump indictment number two, Trump indictment number three, Trump indictment number 436, all of the ones they're going to bring. There'll be plenty of time for that.
Make sure you share this with your family and friends. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.